This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia says the U.S. is to blame for Iran's decision to suspend parts of the 2015 nuclear deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says America must take some responsibility for Iran's decision to partially withdraw from the accord limiting Tehran's nuclear program. Lavrov adds the U.S. role makes it difficult for both Iran to fulfill its obligations in the deal and for the general state of the nuclear non-proliferation regime. The foreign minister says, however, the ministers have agreed to continue working with all remaining signatories to the deal to ensure obligations are honored, even if the U.S. won't return to the table. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee subpoenaed President Trump's eldest son to answer questions about his 2017 testimony to the panel as part of its probe into Russian election interference. The committee renewed interest in talking to Donald Trump Jr. after the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee in February that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Mr. Trump Jr. told the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2017 he was only peripherally aware of that proposal. The Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating Russian election interference and Mr. Trump's ties to Russia for the last 2 years. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrives in Washington this week for trade talks as the United States prepares to raise tariffs on Chinese goods in the middle of his visit. A notice published Wednesday from the U.S. Trade Representative's office said the U.S. will boost tariffs from 10% to 25% on $2 billion worth of Chinese imports Friday. The increase takes effect on the second day of Liu's visit, but U.S. President Trump wrote on Twitter Wednesday that China had informed Washington it was to send Liu to make a deal. This is VOA News. President Trump holds a campaign rally on the Florida Panhandle and discussed several issues. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump traveled to the Florida Panhandle for a tour of Tyndall Air Force Base, which was decimated by Hurricane Michael, and to rally with supporters in Panama City Beach. In his speech, Trump announced an additional $448 million in disaster relief funding.
This extraordinary community pulled together and showed the world your unbreakable spirit.
The president also blasted congressional Democrats after the House Judiciary Committee launched the contempt of Congress action against Attorney General William Barr.
Now they say, Mueller report? No, we want to start all over again.
When it comes to 2020, Trump had this to say about all the Democrats running for president.
I'll take any. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing. Let's start it.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress over the Justice Department's refusal to provide an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report of his investigation of Russian election interference. The committee voted 24-16 along party lines to hold Barr in contempt. When asked earlier about timing of the full House vote, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said it had not yet been scheduled. The lawyer for Chinese tech giant Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou says that he will ask a Canadian court to stop the case against her because of comments from U.S. President Donald Trump. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
On Wednesday, Meng Wanzhou made her latest appearance at a Vancouver court where her lawyer said they intended to apply for a stay of extradition proceedings. They say her arrest was unlawful and that during a three-hour detention afterwards, her rights were, quote, placed in total suspension. She was arrested at Vancouver's airport back in December based on U.S. charges that she misled HSBC about Huawei's relationship with Iran, putting the bank at risk of violating American sanctions. Shortly after that, Trump told Reuters he would intervene in the U.S. case against Meng if it would help close a trade deal with China. Her lawyers say his, quote, corrosive comments about the case were evidence that it was politically motivated and that any trial against her would be tainted.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj says that his rival for power, General Khalifa Haftar, is trying to stage a coup and take Libya by force. Haftar leads a rival government in eastern Libya. His Libyan National Army moved against al-Sarraj's UN-installed government last month, but has been bogged down by government forces and their allies in Tripoli's southern suburbs, unable to take the capital. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.